It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning.
I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's installment of Your Health will explore the food that young people eat. In a moment, a teenager explains why she went vegan. First, we'll listen as kids learn all about calories. Everybody has a rough idea about which foods are high calorie, but one school in Philadelphia is teaching fourth graders the science. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A year ago, the playground at Gompers Elementary was nothing but a slab of asphalt. There were no swings, no slides, no monkey bars. But last spring, all that changed. That's when Joe Cefelli, a professor of education, and his colleagues at nearby St. Joseph's University decided to build a playground.
It's fabulous. They were just tickled that we're able to do this.
It's fun!
Cefelli has become a fixture at this school. Once a week, he volunteers, teaching nutrition science to fourth graders.
Ultimately, what I'll do is bring the classroom out here, and we'll talk about, you know, doing chin-ups or doing some real things and kind of relate that back to the use of energy in our bodies.
Okay, good morning, boys and girls. It's good to see everybody.
Inside, Cefelli's classroom becomes a laboratory. He uses techniques that won't bore kids to tears or make them feel guilty about their favorite foods.
How many people like cheese curls? Oh, look at this.
As Cefelli tears open a bag, hands fly up into the air.
How many cheese curls can you eat at one time?
About three.
Three? Who could eat more than three?
I ate the whole bag.
You eat the whole bag. Okay, great. Well, she's like me because I would eat the whole bag. But what we have to figure out this morning is there energy in this? I want you to talk to the guy next to you and see what you come up with.
The lesson here is that food equals energy, and calories are simply a unit of measurement for the energy. They're concepts brand new to the kids.
Okay, what do you think? Does the cheese curl have energy? Okay. How many people say no? Oh, good. How many people say yes? Oh, we're about half and half. Say yes, and some say no. Okay. Let's see.
Cefelli knows that if he just blurts out the answer, kids may lose interest. He wants them to figure it out. So to make this lesson come alive, he sets the cheese curl on fire.
I'm just going to put a little flame under it. Okay. And we're going to see what happens.
Oh, look at this.
Cefelli puts the cheese curl on a rod under a beaker of water, then takes the temperature of the water. As the flame grows, the kids inch forward in their seats.
Oh, look at this. Can you see it? Robert, describe what you see.
Well, I see the cheese curl is burning from the fire, and the fire is starting to have smoke come out.
Okay, what else? What do you think's happening to the water, Dantes?
The water is evaporating.
That's a good word, evaporating. Okay. And notice that it burns on its own. What does it tell me? Yeah. That it has energy in there. That's right. Okay.
So the cheese curl has energy. But how much? How many calories? To figure it out, Cefelli dips the thermometer in the beaker of water and takes a second reading.
Okay. We actually now have a temperature here of about 45 degrees Celsius. 45 degrees Celsius. Okay. So we can see that the temperature has changed. You have your calculators there. Compute what the temperature chain was.
As little fingers push digits, Cefelli explains that the difference between the old temperature and the new temperature is the key to calculating calories.
Okay, somebody has an answer? Tanera?
22
degrees Celsius. So the water changed 22 degrees Celsius as a result of cooking it, basically, with the energy that was in the what? In the cheese curl.
Since these students are 9 years old, Cefelli doesn't expect them to walk away with the precise understanding that a calorie is the energy needed to increase the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. What he's aiming for is a broader understanding. One student, Deontia Willis, says she knows cheese curls are junk food, so she was surprised to see they have so much energy.
When I saw all of the energy in the fire, and I was thinking maybe that is good for you.
Which leads into Cefelli's next lesson, which will focus on how much of what kinds of energy are best for our bodies. He says Deontia's question is a good starting point.
That gives you an entree into the conversation. So, you know, I firmly believe in the notion that learning is mostly talking and that teaching is mostly listening. So the idea is that we can get them to talk to each other about the stuff that these kids are now using, terms like calories and energy and saturated fats.
Cefeli's hope is that this knowledge empowers students to make healthy choices. But he knows this won't happen overnight. He learned this last year when he invited a few students who just finished his course to join him for lunch at a cafeteria.
They just filled up their plate with everything they could. You know, and they had big fries and hamburgers. And it was funny because one girl said, oh, I'm watching what I'm eating now because of what I've learned in the class. So she didn't take two hamburgers. She only took one, you know.
Cefeli says it's moments like this he takes comfort in knowing just how much time these kids are spending on the new playground. Alice Nobre, NPR News.
You don't have to burn your food to figure out the calories. The professionals do it for you and have all the fun at npr.org/yourhealth.